I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I want to go back to Saturday and all the big college basketball games that went down, because all we're talking about is football. I get it, but you got to go to the rack sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, John Calipari told his teams, best players on Friday night, give me all your phones and iPads, everything. Give it all to me. I haven't lost faith in any of these guys. I got a good team. And the bottom line is, they stayed focused on what they had to do, and Antonio Reeves had 18. To Shuibe, the badass, had 15 and 13 rips. As the Wildcats, who have been struggling miserably and getting booed, losing their 28-game winning streak at home at Rupp, South Carolina had beaten them. Everybody was blaming Calipari. Get rid of Cal. But the Cats, 11-6, 2-3 in the SEC, went to Knoxville and upset the Tennessee Vols. 63-56. That was the deal. The win ended a 25-game home win streak for Tennessee. They're 14-3, 4-1 in the SEC. That streak had dated back to the 2021 season. Kentucky had an 8-point lead with about 3.5 minutes left. A couple of free throws, a couple of buckets. Closed the gap to 2 with less than a minute to play, but the Wildcats turned the ball over. Tennessee had a shot to tie or take the lead, but they missed a shot under the bucket. Calipari said both coaches made it a slugfest. Nobody backed down. The Cats showed physicality. They dominated the Vols on the glass by 20 boards. Tennessee came into the game leading the SEC in rebounding at +9, but they got worked. Rick Barnes said our front line's got to do a better job of rebounding on the defensive end. Everybody's got to get involved and bang the glass. Tennessee's big man, Vlasic, had 19, and he's the only guy that did anything against Kentucky. Calipari had it all going. He said, they could beat us with threes, but they're not going to beat us with twos. C.J. Frederick had 8 in a row and 10 of his 13 in the first half as Kentucky led by 7 at the break. Kentucky's had to deal with everything. 6 losses early in the season. They've had injuries. Cason Wallace has had a bad back. Toppin has had a shoulder. They've both been out. But both started against the Vols. Tshuebe leads the SEC with 10 double-doubles. He had another one against the Vols. Shavier Wheeler leads the SEC with 6.3 dimes a game. It's just, when you bottom line it, Calipari just seems to own Tennessee. He seems to be able to get it done. He coaches 36 game against the Vols. No other coach has led his team against the Vols in as many games. Tennessee had been hot. They had Vescovi coming into the game averaging 16.5 in his last five games and shooting 60% from the field, 57% from three. But they couldn't get it going. Now you got Kentucky going to host Georgia tomorrow night. And Tennessee goes to Starkville tomorrow night to take on Mississippi State. I got to be honest with you. I couldn't believe that Arizona went to Eugene and got whacked by the Ducks, who are 10-8, 8-4 in the Pac-12. Arizona fell to 15-3, 2-2 on the road. 87-68, you get whacked on the road like that? That's embarrassing. Ballo had 10, 7, and 3 steals for the Cats. Dante, the big center, had 22 and 10 boards for Oregon. Virginia went to Tallahassee and beat Florida State 67-58. The Cavs are 13-3 and 5-2 for Tony Bennett in the ACC. Franklin had 20 and 7 boards for Virginia. Great game went to overtime in Raleigh as NC State knocked off number 16 Miami in overtime 83-81. Wong had 25 and 6 boards for the Canes. Burns had 13, 9, and 7 dimes for the Wolfpack. They are 14-4, 10-1 at home. The Canes 14-3, 3-2 on the streets. Indiana finally got right. Obviously, they were at Assembly Hall. That's where they play well. Wisconsin came calling, and the Hoosiers roughed them up 63-45. Indiana 11-6, 2-4, a horrible Big Ten mark at this point. Wisconsin 11-5, but 3-3 in conference play. Jackson Davis, the star for the Hoosiers, had a double-double, 18 points, 12 boards, 5 block shots. Hood Schifino had 16, 5-4 for the Hoosiers. Geronimo pitched in 12 points and 11 boards for a nice double-double in 29 minutes as the Hoosiers finally got back on track. They've been playing miserable of late, losing to Northwestern, losing to Penn State. They lost to Northwestern at Assembly Hall. They have had a rough go. They had lost those games previously, three in a row. Iowa was the other one, in Iowa City by a bucket, and then to lose at home by one to Northwestern. So lose by two, lose by one, then get blown out at Penn State. They needed to win desperately against Wisconsin, and they got it done. The Hoosiers play at Illinois on Thursday night. How about Clemson? They knocked off number 24 Duke at Little John in Clemson. They're 15-3 now. How about 10-0 at home for the Tigers? 72-64, they get it done. Duke fell to 13-5 and 1-3 away. Filipowski, the big center, had 18 and 14 boards. A great game, but Hall matched him. The center for Clemson had 26 points. Kansas by a bucket over Iowa State in Fog Island in Lawrence, 62-60 the final. Cyclones gave them all they could handle. They're 4-1 now in the Big 12. Kansas 5-0 in conference play. They're 16-1 overall. Iowa State fell to 13-3. Dick had 21 points for Kansas. How about LSU? They got whacked at Alabama. Listen to this. At Coleman Coliseum in Tuscaloosa, the Tide rolled them 106-66. You talk about a spanking. The Tide are tough. 15-2 overall, 5-0 in the SEC. Miller had 31-9 boards, the forward for the Tide. LSU, you lose a game like that, I don't know how you bounce back from that. UCLA, a winner at home at Pauley over Colorado, 68-54. Jaquez with 23-13 boards, 4 steals for the Bruins. Mick Cronin's team now 16-2 and 11-0 at home at Pauley. Colorado's 11-8, 1-5 though on the road. Simpson led them. The guard was 17. but they couldn't hang with the Bruins in La 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 Lipstick City. Gonzaga always wins when they play in Spokane at home. They're 5-0 in the WCC as usual. They're 16-3 overall. They spanked Portland 115-75. Smith led the Zags with 27 and 8 rebounds. No problem at all for the Zags against 9-11 Portland, 1-4 now in conference play. Texas barely survived an upset bid by Texas Tech in Austin at the Moody Center. The Longhorns went at 72-70. They're 15-2 now and 4-1 in the Big 12. How about the way they've been playing even after Chris Beard got fired for having problems domestically with his girlfriend and the strangulation accusations? But they keep winning. The Longhorns have won 3 in a row and 9 of their last 10. The 3 straight were at Oklahoma State, TCU, and Texas Tech, both at home in Austin. Up next, at Iowa State, tomorrow night in Ames. Number 17 TCU in Fort Worth beat number 11 Kansas State easily 82-68. How about the job Jamie Dixon is doing with the Frogs? Miller had 23-8 for TCU, and they are 3-2 now in the Big 12. K-State lost their first conference game. They're 4-1 in the Big 12. Vanderbilt upset number 15 Arkansas at the Memorial Gym in Nashville, 97-84. Commodores, they're 9-8, 2-2 in the SEC. Arkansas struggling in conference at 1-4, but they're 12-5 overall. Creighton beat number 19 Providence in Omaha. Creighton now 4-3 in the Big East. Providence lost their first Big East game. They're 6-1 now, 73-67 again in the final. Kalkbrenner with 21, 7, and 4 blocks for the Jays. Number 20, Missouri, lost at Florida in Gainesville at the O'Connell Center. The Gators now 10-7, 3-2 in the SEC. Missouri fell to 13-4, 2-3 in conference play. Auburn at home at the Neville Arena in Auburn, 69-63 winners over Mississippi State. Auburn now 14-3 overall, 4-1 for Bruce Pearl in the SEC. And how about Charleston? They beat Elon by 18. Too bad they were laying 21. Charleston, though, 18-1 now, 6-0 in the CAA. Elon is awful. They're 2-16. A good one in San Diego at the Vejas Arena, but number 23 San Diego State lost to Rich Pitino's New Mexico Lobos. They went into San Diego and beat them 76-67. The Lobos now 16-2, 3-2 in the Mountain West. San Diego State fell to 13-4 and 4-1 in conference play. That was all the ranked games in college rack on Saturday.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No